With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At a UN Security Council meeting today, U.S. Envoy Mike Walz defended this weekend's U.S. operation in Venezuela.
If the UN and the United Nations in this body confers legitimacy on an illegitimate narco-terrorist and the same treatment in this charter of a democratically elected president or head of state, what kind of organization is this?
Meanwhile, nearby in New York, deposed strongman Nicolas Maduro is making his first appearance in an American courtroom on the narco-terrorism charges the Trump administration used to justify capturing him and bringing him to New York. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is censuring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In November, Kelly joined five other lawmakers in a video that called on troops to uphold the Constitution and not follow illegal orders. Defense Secretary Hegseth said the censure was a necessary step toward proceedings that could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain. Kelly responded by calling the move outrageous and wrong. The senator said it sends the message to every single retired service member that if they say something Hegseth or Donald Trump doesn't like, they will come after them the same way. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man who broke windows at Vice President J.D. Vance's Ohio home and caused other property damage was detained early Monday, according to the Secret Service. The man was detained shortly after midnight by Secret Service agents assigned to Vance's home east of downtown Cincinnati. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 594 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Montana, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani took his oath of office on a centuries-old Quran, marking the first time a mayor of the city used Islam's religious text to be sworn in. The 34-year-old Democrat becomes the first Muslim, first South Asian, and first African-born person to become mayor of the nation's most populous city. Most of Mamdani's predecessors were sworn in on a Bible. This is SRN News. Oil gives stocks a big boost.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by energy companies and banks. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 594 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. Crude oil prices rose after U.S. forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a weekend raid. Shares of energy companies rose sharply after President Donald Trump floated a plan for U.S. oil companies to help rebuild Venezuela's oil industry. Seth Sutel, New York.
Boston Dynamics has publicly demonstrated its humanoid robot Atlas for the first time at the CES Tech Showcase. The life-size robot walked and waved to the crowd, marking a significant step to build human-like robots. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.